This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden wants to talk to you tonight about the debt limit bill he'll sign into law. He'll address the nation at 7 Eastern time tonight. He calls the bill a big win for our economy and the American people. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This demanded a bipartisan solution. We knew we'd need to come together for a solution like the one that passed tonight. And so I'm happy to stand here passing this critical legislation to support our families, preserve vital programs, and most importantly, avoid catastrophic default.
President Biden says this shows that America is a nation that pays its bills, but neither Democrats nor Republicans are totally happy with this bill. We're waiting for the May jobs report. Economists expect it was another month of solid hiring and pay gains, but they expect some signs of cooling, too. The AP's Donna Warder.
Analysts surveyed by the data firm FactSet believe that hiring slowed last month to a still healthy pace of 190,000 jobs added to the U.S. economy. That would mark a decline from a robust 253,000 jobs gained in April. Analysts surveyed believe that the unemployment rate rose slightly to 3.5% in May, from a five-decade low of 3.4%. Donna Warder, Washington.
Customs and Border Patrol says it can and will do better after an internal investigation found the Border Patrol medical staff in Texas declined to review the file of an 8-year-old girl who had a heart condition before she died in custody. There should be peace talks to address the war in Ukraine, says China's Ukraine envoy, who is appealing to nations to stop sending weapons to the battlefield. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said this morning there can be no ceasefire in the war in Ukraine unless it's part of a just and lasting peace deal. This is AP News. How safe is your money? The AP's Lisa Dwyer with a warning.
Money stored in Venmo and other payment apps could be vulnerable. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is warning that customers of Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App should not store their money with these apps for long term because the funds may not be covered by deposit insurance. Money stored on a payment app is not being held in a traditional bank account, so if there's an event similar to a bank run with these payment apps, those funds may not be protected. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation insures bank accounts up to $250,000. The CFPB says generally, by default, these apps are not covered by deposit insurance. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The average rate on a 30-year home loan is now 6.7%, says Freddie Mac. A year ago, it was just over 5%. The average on a 15-year fixed rate is up to 6.1%. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.